October 15th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, follow the lead of my holy provision, which will always embrace my commandments. My commandments present to you the truth, which is difficult to discover in these times. Do not lend support to anyone who does not live in the truth. That person will only lead you astray and usurp all your assets to his own advantage. Beware of the new world order. It is the master plan of the Antichrist. It paves the way for corruption of the mind and the spirit. This is not, as it is portrayed, a unity of all people and all nations. It is based upon communism, which, as you must realize, was an oppression of the people, even of religious beliefs. Only a few leaders led a good life, but they were the ones guilty of oppressing all the others. Children, you were placed upon earth during these times to face unique challenges. Do not succumb to those who lie to you. Support the truth, both in prayer and sacrifice. This is a step against the Antichrist." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. "The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.